Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And I read an article the other day, guys. I don't know if I might have mentioned this before, but I read an article and I read the title of it. And the title said something to the effect that says, Christian singer, I'm not going to name names here, says this sin. And I don't want to name the sin because it's not important to the context of what we're getting ready to talk about. But this Christian singer says that this quote unquote sin is basically condoned by God. And I go, oh, no. It's like, no. Where did this come from? You know, what is this? And, you know, it calls me to start thinking about some things, because today many people call themselves, you know, a Christian. And a lot of times there's apparently some sort of confusion of what exactly does that mean? And, you know, there's a Christian in theory or a Christian in reality, but we have to determine what does that mean? Because to be a Christian means to be Christ-like. And it's so important. It's something that we talk about quite often, and that is, you know, discipleship and knowing to hear God's voice. Understand that Jesus' last words to his the disciples, I mean, he lived, you know, on earth for 33 some odd years. He invested his life in ministry and setting everything up and restoring the kingdom and winning salvation for everyone. And the last things he says, his final last words, he says, go into all the world and preach the good news. Make disciples. Make disciples. He didn't say go make converts, go pray with someone. But he said make disciples, followers, and learned ones. And today, I think we have a lot of people who have, you know, been a part of the church but haven't been a part of Jesus, if you will. They've accepted the church but haven't accepted the God of the church, if you will. And it's like, wait a minute, this is about Jesus and him alone. And when you think about a theory is a notion or a concept or an idea or a principle. Think about that, a concept, an idea, a notion. And when you think about today, there's a big difference between a virtual world and actual reality. I know that you know, on the television, you see all this virtual stuff, but it ain't real. It's not real. And the computer doesn't help all that much, because there's a lot of people that are just living voyeuristically through other people, other programs, and they're not really getting involved in life. And so it's important. It's important to understand that God never called us to be a Christian in theory because we believe a certain principle, or we can agree with certain things that the Bible says, or because it makes sense to us. No, we actually receive Jesus in reality, not because we agree with certain principles. And today, you know, America and what's just happening in society, everyone's caught up in this virtual existence, social media, interaction, talking. You know, we're watching a movie dated back in the 80s, and a man receives a letter. And I thought, man, that's so funny. Who sends letters anymore? But you think about it, before email, before text, before the internet, if you really wanted to communicate with someone across the country or even in your own city, you either pick up the phone, you waited till you got to a phone because you didn't have a phone on you. You had to wait till you either got home or got to someone else's house or went to work and picked up the phone for a few minutes to call somebody, because you weren't going to see that person all day till you got back from wherever you were going. Or you wrote a letter to someone and then you'd read it. But you think about today, you wonder, how does the post office still function? You know, when it says letters. But they read things. But now today, with social media, I mean, you can text somebody, you can call someone on the cell phone, and you can have these quick exchanges of information, but there's no reality in it. You know, it's just information, no context. It's just this kind of virtual existence. And I think a lot of times we see that folks approach a God in a way that they can have a relationship in theory, but not in reality. We got to understand that Jesus has called us to be disciples and to walk with him and to live with him and to have him affect every aspect of our lives. And if we settle on anything else but what Jesus said, it's a lie. It's a lie. And so for this quote-unquote Christian singer, and it's not about her, but there's a lot of folks in this category that says, well, this is what I just believe, and I call myself a Christian, and then blanketly say that God supports this sin or that sin. It's like, well, wait a minute. What Bible are you reading? What, you know, what's going on here? And are we really a Christian? And I think that's an important thing to discuss. What, you know, what does it mean to be Christ-like? What does it mean to be a follower of the Lord? Does it mean you're going to live perfect? No. There's only one perfect person. It's Jesus. But it means that you live in a way that you aim to glorify God, that his values become your values, that his truth becomes now your truth. It means that you surrender yourself as king, boss, lord, shot caller, and you say, he's the shot caller. It means he calls all the shots. He's the boss. That I surrender what I think I might want to do to what he says to do. And it says that I want to put myself in a place to be connected with him. And John chapter 15 really is a beautiful story about being connected to the true vine. You know, the Bible says that the Father is the gardener, that Jesus is the vine, and as Christians, we are the branches. And a lot of times, you know, people say that they're a branch, but they're not connected to the vine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're no more a football player just because you put on a uniform. It's like, no, if you say you're a football player, we want to see some pads on you. Mm-hmm. We want to see you in the game. But wearing the jersey doesn't make you a football player.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in the game? And just because we say that we are doesn't mean we actually are in reality. And it's important. It's important to know that you are walking with God and that you have made him not just Savior, but the Lord of your life. And we had a chance to talk about this in discipleship at large. You know, what it means that, hey, you know, today you have to have a testimony. A testimony is a definitive moment in your life where my life was like this before I met Jesus, and then something happened. My eyes were open, and then my life after I gave my life to Jesus is by far different than who I was before Jesus. See, that is a testimony of salvation. And if there's not a clear definitive moment in your life where you said, I'm done with this way of living, this is sin. I'm not only, you know, turning away. I'm done with this, and I am onto a new way of life. And this new way of life is living for his glory. That's the difference. When we don't know God, we're living for our own glory. We're just doing if it feels good, if it seems good, if it makes sense to me, hey, that's good. If it pleases my own worldly, fleshly desires, then hey, sounds right. Unfortunately, that's not what God has for us. What God wants for us is to live for him.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to have that point of a definitive moment. We often talked about making California stop, you know, confessions, which is barely saying, acknowledging that you've done anything wrong. But we need to talk about, you know, we talk about a third great awakening and our need to repent and to turn back to God. But what does that really mean? Because we say a lot of words, but when you break that down, what does that mean? Well, you know, the first thing it means that we need to confess to God. You know, we need to acknowledge and say, yep, it was me. I took the two cookies. I whatever it was, I did it. We have to acknowledge plainly. And once we acknowledge, then we have to ask God and we confess it. We got to ask him to forgive us. We have to ask him, God, would you forgive this sin?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people get stuck in between feeling sorrowful that they got in trouble, that they got caught or whatever it was, but they're just sorry. They're just sorry that God doesn't want you to be in a continual place of just confession and just, you know, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? No, you got to come to the third part of this, and that's called repentance. It's actually turning away from the thing that the sin that's broken not only God's heart, but has affected you and has affected others. So we got to confess, we got to ask him for forgiveness, and then we got to turn away from that thing and say, God, I need you to empower me to live for you. These are some of the greatest days to be alive. Listen, God wants to use you and touch you and restore you and give you a life, but you got to understand, you have to evaluate yourself. The Bible says to examine ourselves to see if we're still in the faith, and we're going to ask ourselves, are we a Christian? We say we're a Christian in theory, or am I a Christian in reality? And reason why we do that, we do a fruit check. We find out, is there any fruit in our lives that show us? I want to encourage you today that if you haven't made Jesus the Lord, the boss, the shot caller of your life, that you can do that today. You don't have to be one that theorizes about the things of God, but you can say, listen, I want to know him. I want to know him. I want to walk with him. I want to do great exploits. And I'm not content with having a theory or a principle, but I want to know him in reality. Make your decision today to make him the Lord in your life and to have a definitive moment where you said, hey, I'm done with that old way of living. I want to live for Jesus Christ. You can do it today. Go to meetmyfather.org and see some of our stories, how we came to the saving knowledge of Jesus. You can too.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.